This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of GCN, Genesis Communication Networks, and their studios. Happy to be here, and thank you for having us. Folks, we got much to cover today. I might go back to my Monday show concerning what we were talking about then, just to kind of reiterate and do a little bit more of an exposition on some of the topics which we were talking about. But I want to hit off on some things that are going across the country once again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to pay careful attention as to what's going on here, America. First of all, I have to highlight this concerning DACA. I've highlighted the fact that it's completely unconstitutional, therefore it's unlawful. It doesn't apply. It's null and void. But the media has the American people caught up as to what the government's going to do concerning DACA. Well, the fact of the matter is, if government was really representing we the people, they would be denouncing it, saying that they don't have the authority to do anything concerning DACA. And the fact of the matter is, friends, that's exactly right. Now, it's funny because Nancy Pelosi, and I'm sorry again, friends, I have to bring her into the equation, but people haven't dealt with Nancy Pelosi. That's why we're still talking about the likes of Nancy Pelosi. But do you know that Nancy Pelosi just came forward just recently, friends, and she said that when the illegal aliens do anything illegal, then we'll begin to talk about their deportation. Did you hear what I just said? She said that when the illegal aliens, this is exactly what she said, when the illegal aliens do anything that which is illegal, then we'll begin to talk about deportation. Folks, did you hear what she said? If the illegal aliens do anything illegal, then we will talk about deportation. They did do something illegal by coming into the United States when they shouldn't have been here in the first place. America, let me just lay to your candor again, because I gotta lay to the responsible party, which is you, the government, we the people in this country. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. Why do you put up with the likes of Nancy Pelosi, McConnell, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, why do you put up with these individuals that you know that have sold you down and played the Judas over and over and over again? Read Luke 22, verse 48 when you get a moment. Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, and it's exactly how these people are betraying you on a daily basis. But now, in saying that, to say this, to bring it over to what's happening, not just now in the United States of America incrementally, but we've seen the onslaught of the infiltration of the illegal immigrants into other countries. Yesterday, I had shared with you that we have none other than the person of the year, according to Time Magazine America, Janet Merkel, the prime minister, who slammed her fist, her hand, slapping the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. How is it that she's the person of the year here, America? Now, in saying that, when we look to Sweden, Folks, we see that in Sweden, the illegal immigrants, namely the Muslims, came in through infiltration, a bunch of thieves and murderers and rapists, asking for help, and then they begin to tear down the laws of that of Sweden. And to further solidify and prove my point and to reaffirm my point, friends, here, on sonsoflibertymedia.com today, Sweden appoints Pakistani Muslim head of National Heritage Board. Now, for the life of me, friends, how could you have an immigrant coming from the Middle East as the head of a National Heritage Board in any country outside of their own? But in Sweden, friends, they appointed a Pakistani Muslim head of a National Heritage Board. You know as well as I do, he's not there to be the head of a National Heritage Board, friends. He's there to go ahead and tear away at who they are and what it is that they stand for to begin to sweep across that nation an influx of illegals to dominate that country. And it's exactly what they've done in France, and it's exactly what they're doing in Germany, and it's exactly what they're doing in the UK today. Now, friends, the fruit is what we're supposed to judge. Jesus Christ said, judge men by their fruit. And we can see the fruit of these people is exactly what they mean to do by what it is that they feed on. We're seeing the fruit of it, and I'm speaking of the crayon and the seeds that they sow, friends, and it's called domination. And it's exactly what's happening in Europe today, friends. Also wanted to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, are you listening carefully? Muslim inbreeding, dragging Britain back to the 19th century. Now, before I get to this, I just want to simply say this once more. Friends, we have a plethora of contributors from the United States of America that write for sonsoflibertymedia.com. Constitutional attorneys, preachers, just activists in general, righteous activists, Christian men and Christian women that are taking a stand for your constitutional republic and one nation under God. So again, it's not like I'm sitting here, friends, just highlighting what's going on in your country because I want to pick on a certain people. No, I'm highlighting the Muslims because it's what the contributors across the boards on sonsoflibertymedia.com are highlighting unbeknownst to each one of them. So it's not a conspiracy, it's just a warning, friends. And remember, prevention is better than cure, okay? But going back to this point, we have Muslim inbreeding dragging Britain back to the 19th century. Muslim inbreeding. See, folks, they're not assimilating. They're dragging their culture with them. And their culture is not what anybody needs. Neither do their kids, friends. As a matter of fact, just to highlight what's going on in Britain right now, Britain is seeing an alarming spike in birth defects, defects they have not seen since the 19th century. And there's one word explanation. It's called Islam. Now, the resurgence of these birth defects is due to the prevalence of first cousin marriages in the Muslim communities. Folks, have you ever wondered why when you look at some of these people, they just look like, and this isn't making fun of them or anybody else, folks, but it seems like there's some sort of defect with them. Something just ain't right. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, there's a lot of inbreeding going on in that culture. Again, the resurgence of these birth defects is due to the prevalence of first cousin marriages in the Muslim communities. Such marriages somehow, friends, are now legal in Britain. Isn't that interesting? How many Muslim mayors do they have in England now? Oh my goodness, friends. We need to pay attention, folks, because the flags are going up all over the place. And hopefully you're hearing with your ears and seeing with your eyes the flags that the Lord is putting up for us. Because again, prevention is better than cure. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Do you got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks. Again, thanks for having us, guys. We appreciate it. Aside of that, friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. And friends, if you'd like to check out our YouTube page, do so. Bradley Dean at YouTube. It's Bradley Dean YouTube. Check it out. We just put out some brand new videos just this week. As a matter of fact, we put out a brand new one yesterday. And again, friends, what we're doing, there's hundreds of videos out there, and what we're doing is we're showing you the answer to America's dilemma. Quit talking about and quit complaining about what you're tolerating, friends. Justice is the answer to America's dilemma. And the way to do that in a proper sense is to show them the price paid both in the natural and in the spiritual. 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16, and I can go on and on and on and on. And I can also take you to Arlington to bring it to a natural understanding. Keep in mind, friends, Christ always taught in parables, and he taught in the natural because the spiritual man received not the things of the Spirit of God. So again, that is Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Check out those videos and share them with your friends. Please do. Again, we're bringing about the biblical and constitutional answers to America's dilemmas. I also want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, we're hooked up with Skype and Comrex, which is 1-866-582-9933. Oh, that was cutting it, brother. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight just a couple more things. Yesterday I'd share some topics in which we hit on years before anybody dared speak about them. And another one of those topics, friends, was this very topic. In all the talk about Clinton's Uranium One deal, why is no one talking about the Mueller documents found by the Bundys? Now, for those that didn't know, the Bundys were in prison for actually exposing the Clinton-Obama Uranium One deal with Russia. In other words, friends, as you well know, they have been committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which calls for Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Why is it that all those good representatives that you keep highlighting, all those that are caught up into these little political games where you're being played by the ill designs of an ill, not only ill-designing men, but the dupes of ill-designing men, how is it that you don't understand not a one of them, not a one of those good guys that you called out as a representative, regardless of what capacity of government they're in, not a one of them called for or drew up the articles of impeachment concerning Barack Hussein Obama during his 8-year tenure of nothing but treason against we the people? That's how good your government is today, America. Just so you know. But isn't it interesting, friends? Years ago, Tim Brown and myself and others were the only one. Tim Brown is the senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're the only ones highlighting what was going on with Clinton's Uranium One deal. And don't forget about criminal sodomite, foreign plant Barack Hussein Obama neither. Don't forget about them, friends. I mean, again, in all the talk about Clinton's Uranium One deal, why is no one talking about the Mueller documents found by the Bundys? Yet they were incarcerated. Friends, they were tortured. They were called terrorists by your government when, in fact, it was those in the government that were committing the acts of a terrorist against we the people. But the media had to get your eyes on the Bundys as if to suggest what the government was claiming that they were was really justifiable when, in fact, they couldn't justify it. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because of the fact of the matter on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, remember when nobody, friends, wanted to talk about the uranium deal and the deals that were going on under the table concerning the act of treason with the Clintons and Obamas, and don't forget about Harry Reid, neither, America, that they were committing with the Russians. They were committing the act of treason. Guess what's on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com today by Max Slavo? Uranium One scandal. Moscow rooted $3 million to Clinton Global Initiative. America, why is Hillary Clinton? Why is Bill Clinton? Why is Barack Hussein Obama? Why is Loretta Lynch? Why is James Comey? Why is Paul Ryan? Why is Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid? And Dianne Feinstein and Jerry Brown and folks, we could line them all up. There's a whole plethora of them. Why are they still free to commit another crime against we the people, America? Because you tolerate, America. You tolerate the crimes of these people. That's why they do what they do. And they're going to continuously do it until you understand if there is no justice, you're not going to know peace. And guess who called for that justice? Regardless if you believe in God or not, it doesn't matter. You don't need to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? God has given us the answer to bring about resolve concerning these criminals at large. Why is it that they're still free to do the things that they're doing? Only you, America, we the people, we the government in this country can answer that question. Don't again complain about what you tolerate, America, because it doesn't bring about resolve. It's time that the American people in this country, long overdue, deal with every facet of your government. You can already see that Donald Trump has done nothing but give lip service to what he ought to do concerning justice with the Clintons and others, friends. But for some reason, he's given them a pass to go ahead and do what they want and how they want, yet he was the one that promised to bring in the rule of law. He is the one that promised to go ahead and bring in that special prosecutor. But again, don't blame him. Blame the people. Don't you remember what Cicero said? Spelt a different way. Forgive me. Cicero said, don't blame Caesar, blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and given him triumphal processions. Sound familiar, America? Blame the people who hail him when he speaks in the forum of the new wonderful good society, which shall now be Rome's, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, and more living fatly at the expense of those industrious, those that work. Don't sit there and blame corruption, friends, if you're not going to deal with them. That only shows you before God that both parties are guilty. You're an accomplice to their crimes by allowing them to do it again and 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 again. And I am, for one, sick and tired of bringing forth the same news to America. And it's not gloom and doom on my part. I am simply showing you the problem, and I am simply bringing in the answer. And it's for you to bring in the answer. You know, it reminds me, because I can just, here's an answer back for some of you people. I can just hear some of the people out there whining about, well, Bradley, we're praying. Yeah, you've been praying for a long time, haven't you? You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, those that reject his law, even their prayers will be a curse. In other words, doers of the word, hearers of the word and not doers only, they're deceiving themselves. Yep, that's exactly right. What are you saying, Bradley? Oh, well, really, I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm praying. I know, that's all you have been doing for 60 years. Well, you live your own little selfish lives. And you could care less about your posterity, because if you didn't, or because if you did, guess what? You would stand up and fight for them, and nobody would have to stand up or get on the radio on a daily basis and share with you as to what your duty and obligation is before God and man. And by the way, if you are one that is a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself, you totally are behind this message, and I thank you for the support. Although I don't need it, I thank you for it. Hey, folks, when the law no longer protects you from the corrupt, but protects the corrupt from you, you know, friends, listen carefully, that your nation is doomed. Let me say it again. When the law no longer protects you from the corrupt, folks, just think about it. All these bureaucracies that have been created, we're now seeing the FBI is there to protect who? They're protecting special interest groups from the people. We look at the CIA. We see what their function is, and it's not good. We see folks, those in government, no longer doing their job. I mean, look, remember Trey Gowdy, remember Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz? I mean, we know when it comes to justice, surely you cannot depend upon the likes of these great American appeasers, right? Isn't it interesting how they're protecting the guilty, folks? Isn't it interesting how they put a show on for you to appease you to go back to sleep so you can rest assured that Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and Daryl Issa, they did their job today by really giving it to them. Yep, but do you see any justice? We continuously on a daily basis hear about all of these investigations that are opened up on these corrupt individuals that have been exposed time and time again, and yet nothing happens. And this has been going on for decades in this year. America, again, let me ask you, how do you have and how do you show mercy to a people who could care less about themselves? You can't. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm going to take a phone call here from Michigan. My friend Rod, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brad. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Sorry for the delay, my friend. I just pulled up Comrex and seen that it was not hooked up. I clicked in, and there you were. Thank you for holding.
Well, I tell you, it ain't too often to get a chance to call you. I'm working on a repo here today, bank repo, and I'm going to call in. You know, Bradley, you took the words right out of my mouth. A man that keepeth not God's law, even his prayer shall be an abomination.
That's right.
That is some pretty strong words, if you think about it.
Yes, it is.
You just quoted that.
Well, there's so many people.
America.
You know, it's interesting, Rob, because there's so many people, speaking of which, that their prayer lives aren't, there's no answer from heaven. And it reminds me of Charles Finney when he first got saved. Once you first got saved, it was a real born-again experience, John 3:3. That's scriptural, friends. And interesting, in the process, the Holy Ghost took him through the way of salvation. And he was approached by some church members and said, would you like us to pray for you? And Charles Finney said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered? I mean, if God didn't answer my prayer, you know what? I couldn't do the things that I do, which only shows you who the author and the finisher of my faith and my salvation is. And that's what's so awesome about it, because the Bible clearly tells us that we're not supposed to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And every time he answers my prayers, it's only a confirmation and an affirmation that he is in all things that he's called me and commanded me to do.
Absolutely. That's exactly right, brother. You know, you look around society. I was in the Upper Peninsula at a funeral for a dear brother of mine. we were chatting some good like-minded folks. And but you look around America, Bradley, you take the first four commandments, which are for God, they're all for him, but the Sabbath day, which when I was a young man, we're a Saturday Sabbath keeper here, which is fine. I mean, some people keep Sunday. That's fine. I don't judge that. But the point being, brother, nothing is sacred anymore in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Everything's about monetary. Everything's about self-gain. The football game's on. You can see, as in Deuteronomy chapter 28, he'll tell us that the first eight verses, Bradley, correct me if I'm wrong, are our blessings, and the rest
The first 15 are actually the blessings to those that hearken, listen carefully to the commandments of the Lord, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And then 55 of the rest are curses. The curses outweigh, the judgments of God outweigh the blessings, which should show you exactly how we should preach. And that's why we preach 90% law, 10% grace. One more thing I wanted to add to that, and do keep your thoughts so I don't lose mine. It's also interesting to note that even what you're talking about now, John Adams warned long ago that what follows luxury is always decadence. And that's exactly what you're seeing transition and transpire in America today. Decadence is upon us. The American people just haven't realized it because it hasn't caved in yet. But it will soon enough if we don't turn back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Well, Bradley, you are right. And I know that you want to get on with your show. I just said so much that could be said with Islam, Muslims taking over. They're in my state, Michigan. They're in yours. They're everywhere. It's because you can't get people off the sofa, brother. But I want to thank you for what you do, the bottom of our heart. You are, I'll say it, I don't know of anybody out there that puts the energy, the fortitude that you do in your ministry. You get out, you go out in the streets, you put your family at danger. And I'm going to ask the people out there, I certainly hope you're not suggested to, you're commanded to bless those that bless you. Bradley is a blessing to this country, folks. If we lose somebody like Bradley, there's not many people on that radio doing that. So get out your wallets, write that man a check, and help him keep the lights on over there so he can continue to do what he does. Brother, I love you. Tell your family hello, and have a blessed Sabbath this weekend.
Appreciate you, Rod. We really do very much. And, again, thank you for your call. That was unsolicited, but we always do appreciate that. During the time that we were just speaking with Rod, Tim Brown just posted, Uranium One informant breaks silence. Moscow paid millions to influence Hillary Clinton. Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted on Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, you can go ahead and follow the lead if you would like. The conservatives yesterday's liberals friends are about 3 to 5 to 10 years behind the game, and about the time they catch up, it's too late in many cases. But here we have Tim posting again, blowing the trumpet and telling you friends, the whistleblower for the Uranium One, the informant, he now breaks silence. Moscow paid millions to influence Hillary Clinton. Going back to the last segment so I can finish my train of thought. Tim also just posted more corruption. Obama edited out FBI statement that cleared Hillary Clinton. I know much of this is here just to create domestic insurrection. But folks, those that are being used to create the domestic insurrection are corrupt and they must be dealt with. Now, to go back to Donald Trump, we can see that he hasn't kept one word concerning that special prosecutor with any one of them. We can see Donald Trump hasn't kept his word when it comes to the fact that he wanted to bring back in the rule of law. Regardless of who you are, tell yourself the truth and come to the reality that if he's not going to do it, we the people are going to do it. And the question I would lay to you, all of you Donald Trump's admirers, he does no wrong because he's got your favorite jersey on. I would ask you the question, why hasn't he kept his word? Okay, here's another answer back. Well, Bradley, give him more time. No, he doesn't need more time. Barack Hussein Obama, when he got into office 5 minutes before he was in office, he was already telling the American people that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And he did it from the very first day of his tenure for 8 years. And he violated your Constitution. He gave you the finger and he tore away your laws over 1,180 times. He didn't need time. So why does Donald Trump need time? He doesn't. And there's a reason that he's not bringing forth that rule of law back in. And that should tell you as to who Donald Trump is right then and there, regardless of how the media has put him in the light. Hey, folks, what you don't understand concerning history, every single dictator is always put in a positive light, just so you know. Again, listen to Cicero. He said, don't blame Caesar. Blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and given him triumphal processions. Blame the people who hail him when he speaks in the forum of the new wonderful good society, which shall now be Rome's interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security. Boy, does this sound familiar, friends? More money, more ease, more security. And more living fatly at the expense of the industrious. Does that sound familiar, America? Because it should. And I'm talking of things that have taken place over thousands and thousands of years ago that we're seeing happen even just this last week. And yet people want to keep pushing off the fact that we're to learn from history. We're to learn from the past. Well, if we had to learn from the past, friends, I'll tell you what, we would tolerate. We would have a zero tolerance for crime concerning anybody. If we had a heart concerning those that represent we the people, if we were so grateful and thankful for the blood that's been shed for the freedoms that we have today, we wouldn't tolerate a single jot or tittle of crime concerning those that represent we the people. But on a daily basis, literally 24/7, we see our representatives corrupt from the top of their head and the soles of their feet. I'm not asking for a revolution, friends. I'm simply asking for a reformation. We don't need a new constitution. We don't need amendments. We just need to get back to God's Ten Commandments to eradicate man's 10,000 commandments. It's really, truly that simple. If we love God and we love this country, again, friends, we don't need to persuade you to do your duty. Hey, folks, a good first step to fixing this country would ally itself perfectly with God's commandments. It would be to prosecute politicians who violate their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And yes, you heard me right when I said if Donald Trump doesn't want to do his job, then America, it's time for you to stand up and do yours and hold his feet to the fire, because he promised that he would do it, and he has done nothing but act as a bystander in the face of those that are continuously supposedly attacking him through something called leading through opposition. It's all by design. You haven't figured that out yet, America. Hey, I wanted to bring you back to another dictator during this segment, since we're here. And I want you to show, or I want to show you, and I want you to understand, let's go back to Adolf Hitler, how people treated him during his rise for power. Now, keep in mind, during the first steps, when he initiated his reign of power, and they call it the Reign of Terror, same thing with Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, but the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler, it's interesting how they acknowledge him. But nobody took him serious at first until Adolf Hitler got into power and then began to kill off all of his opposition. And Stalin did the same thing. Mao Zedong did the same thing. And we've seen much of this, by the way, under even Barack Hussein Obama. But going back to this, listen carefully as to how they treated Adolf Hitler concerning his rise to power. And tell me if you hear and see any similarities. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? This was a Hamburg school teacher in 1932. Read Daniel 8:25 when you get a moment. This guy's name, by the way, was Louis Solmitz. Louis Solmitz. How many look up to Adolf Hitler with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? Does that sound familiar, America? Why, yes, it does. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Last segment coming up, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just go off, friends, going off on these little rabbit trails that mean a lot to me. I wanted to get to something that I hit on earlier this week, and I think it's that important, and I think that you feel the same way if you're in line and you're walking that straight and narrow, and difficult is the way. Because rest assured, friends, it is. One of the things that we were hitting on during the beginning of the week was none other than obviously as to what was going on with the Super Bowl and the fruits of a conversation that I had. It was actually William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, by the way, which today, what you see in the Salvation Army is the furthest thing from what they established. Completely counter one another, friends. Antithetical. What you see in the modern-day version of the Salvation Army is not at all what William and Catherine Booth founded, in any sense of the word. To their credit and to the discredit of the modern-day church and those that are in the Salvation Army, they should be ashamed of themselves for what they promote, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. The founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, said, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." Now, just to get right to it, one of the things that people need to understand is that it's been brought to the light that there are those in this country that want to make the following Monday, the day after the yearly Super Bowl Sunday, a national holiday. You may have heard this. And they found out that more people in this country lie to their bosses using that day as a sick day than any other day of the year. You know, those that lie and take a day and call themselves sick when they aren't because they partied hardy the night before and they want to take the day off the next day and they call in and call it a sick day, you are destroying capitalism, just so you understand that. You are a part of the problem and not a part of the answer. Read Exodus 20, verse 16. But again, what they did is they found that more people in this country lie to their bosses using that day as a sick day than any other day of the year. Folks, they want to make it a national holiday. Super Bowl Sunday. The next day they want to make it a national holiday. They want to make their bosses pay them for a day's labor that they didn't have to work on. Now, are they a part of the corruption? Yes, absolutely are. They're a part of the corruption. They're feeding into the system that's destroying this country. Now, but transitioning real quick, I can see why that may be when it comes to the American church of today, teaching a false grace and teaching them, those that I'm highlighting, or rather not teaching them, what it means to obey the Lord's commands. They are teaching a counterfeit gospel and have become an absolute embarrassment and a reproach to those that are really true Christians. You know, when you go to 1 Corinthians 15:17, it says, yeah, and they are found false witnesses of God. They have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he has not raised up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised, and if Christ be not raised, their faith is in vain, and they're still in their sins. So in other words, if you're not receiving a witness of the Holy Ghost only bears witness to the truth, not the lie. And if you're not experiencing the power of the Holy Ghost through these professors, keep in mind that they're found to be false witnesses. They're still in their sins, yet they call themselves Christians. They think they're heaven bound. And when you go over to Jude 1:3-4, folks, listen carefully to what Jude wrote. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you concerning the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend, fight for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God, our God, into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, when I was talking about, and as I am talking about, the Super Bowl, I sent a quote from George Orwell to an acquaintance of mine. Football, beer, filled up the horizons of their mind. To keep them in control was not difficult. Then I bantered back and forth with someone that was trying to justify what they couldn't justify. And so what he did at length, and I knew it was coming, is he sent me an itinerary from the church trying to justify what the church was doing, making the commandments of God void to the keeping of the commandments of man. He was unplugging the power source, friends. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully because I got to get to it. The Salvation Army, on February 4th, 2018, had an itinerary. And the itinerary was before the Super Bowl last Sunday. And this is what it said. It said, pep rally, victory, victory. Game plan, head coach. Then they had someone give a speech. This is in the church. First down, believe we shall win. Okay? Halftime special teams coach speech. Someone else came up to the pulpit and gave another speech. It goes on, the Salvation Army's itinerary for church, pre-Super Bowl, February 4th, 2018. Halftime show, victory in Jesus. I mean, folks, this is a reproach to God. This is a disannulling his word. And again, no wonder why the church doesn't have power with God. halftime prayer show, Victory in Jesus, unifying the team. Then they had prayer focus, unifying the team in parallel. Second down, then they sang Awesome God. This is their itinerary. Message from the sponsor, pep talk, the playbook. How is it that you're supporting churches like this, friends? This isn't Christ. This is a lack of Christianity. Message from the sponsor, pep talk, the playbook. Message from the owner, are you a Super Bowl Christian? It sickens me, America. Third down, Jesus shall conquer. Victory celebration in parallel. Defensive coordinator speech. They had someone else come up and give another speech. Now, after looking at this itinerary, we can clearly see at every given step of the way, its aim is the Super Bowl football game. Had nothing to do with, listen carefully, Exodus 20, verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. It's exactly what they're promoting. Instead of not doing what God commanded them to do, they're attempting to justify what God condemned at every step. Did this message, this football itinerary at the Salvation Army on February 4th, 2018, pre-Super Bowl, did it lead you to the cross of Christ, friends? Matthew 16, verse 24. Did it set Christ crucified before your ears and eyes? 1 Corinthians 1:23. Did it command that you come out from among them? 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. Or the baptism into Christ? Galatians 3:26 through 3:27. Did it teach you that we are to be witnesses of the resurrection by the power of the Holy Ghost? 1 Corinthians 15:17. Absolutely not. No, it didn't. It didn't teach us the word. It taught us to hurry up and get over the rock of offense, that being Jesus Christ, so we can get home and watch the football game, because that's what it was highlighted on. Was this message teaching you to keep your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith, or the Super Bowl? Folks, do you not understand? And hopefully my message today is giving you the understanding that it is idolatry. Hey, folks, if you want to kill something, love it before God. If you want to kill something, love it more than you love God. Either you're going to live for the blood to justify you in salvation, or you're going to be condemned under judgment by the blood to your own damnation. There is no in between. And how right the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, was when he said this. Listen carefully. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. And you still, for the most part, America, haven't figured out that 78% of those people in this country that profess themselves to be Christians don't even know the Word of God. That's like an attorney that doesn't know the law. That's like a cook that doesn't know the menu. That's like a military operative that doesn't know the playbook concerning what he's supposed to do concerning this enemy. Right, Christians? A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Folks, I hope you're entertained. Drive from entertaining, stop from entering in. Love you by what we do.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.